Hi there. Welcome to this series of podcasts on the behavioral roots of brain health. I'm Michael C. Patterson. These are slightly edited versions that were originally recorded in the summer of 2020 when we called the eight areas of concern the cogwheels of brain health. Cogwheels was a useful metaphor for suggesting the interconnectedness of each of the eight areas, but it suffers from being a mechanical metaphor. The human brain isn't a machine, and we came to realize that mechanical metaphors are misleading. The human brain is a dynamic, emergent, living process. It is organic, not mechanical, and therefore should be described using organic metaphors. To that end, we stopped calling it the cogwheels and now use the organic metaphor of behavioral roots of brain health. So, with your indulgence, as you listen to these 2020 podcasts, please perform the tricky cognitive exercise of thinking behavioral roots whenever you hear us refer to the cogwheels of brain health. Thanks. There are eight key behavioral areas that you need to pay attention to because they have a profound effect on the health of your brain. 1. How you use your body. 2. How you use your mind. 3. How you interact with other people. 4. How you manage your stress. 5. What you ingest in order to acquire energy. 6. How well you manage your sleep, your periods of rest and renewal. 7. How you manage injuries and disease. And 8, how you interact with your environment. Hi, I'm Michael C. Patterson, your host for the MindRamp podcasts, and I'm excited that you're listening because with this series, we really get down to brass tacks with specific advice about how to keep your brain healthy. In this series, we'll explore the 8 essential cogwheels of brain health. What are the cogwheels? They are 8 behavioral and lifestyle areas that, according to available scientific research, have a profound impact on the health and well-being of your body and your brain and your mind. MindRamp began organizing research data into these areas over a decade ago, starting with 6 areas, and more recently we added medical and environmental factors to the list. Now, in this series of podcasts, we explore what specifically can you do to maintain and improve the health of your brain and your body. What can you do to minimize the risks of damage, disease, and dementia? What can you do to ramp up the resilience of your brain and keep it working at optimum efficiency? You are actively and intelligently ramping up the health of your brain and the power of your mind. Each positive action you take, each brain-healthy habit you adopt, moves you another step up the ramp and a smidgen closer to your goals. You are mind-ramping when you know what you need to do, when you know how to do it, and when you use that knowledge to take action, to actually do it. All right, MindRamp has been gathering scientific evidence about brain health for almost 2 decades now. We have been interested in any scientific study that helped us understand A, what can be done to keep brains healthy, and B, what can be done to prevent cognitive decline and dementia. It became clear early on that we would have no trouble finding evidence. There was plenty of evidence. The challenge would be to organize and make sense of the overwhelming wealth of information and evidence that was being produced on an almost daily basis. We needed to connect the disparate pieces of information and turn the bits of data into a coherent narrative. Researchers are specialists who home in on their particular area of expertise. Our role at MindRamp is to be the generalists who pull back and see the big picture. One of the first steps in this process was to organize all of the data and to look for common threads, for themes. We were looking for consilience within the research. One piece of research may be interesting and intriguing, but when you begin to see multiple pieces of research converging on the same conclusion, well, then you begin to get excited. You might have something here. This need to organize and synthesize and analyze the data was the impetus that led to our creation of the 8 cogwheels of brain health. MindRamp uses the concept of the cogwheels as a schema for summarizing the key evidence-based factors that contribute to brain health. We cluster these factors around a limited number of cogwheels as a means of organizing the large amounts of disparate information and also as an aid for learning. We use the metaphor of cogwheels because we consider each cluster of factors to be an essential cog in an integrated, coordinated system. One of the important lessons that emerged from the research early on was that no single factor by itself had the power to fuel significant change. You can't protect yourself from cognitive decline by just eating blueberries, for example, or just exercising, or just doing crossword puzzles. Yes, diet is critical, but you have to eat a balanced diet that supplies all of the nutrients. It's far better to eat an apple that has evolved to provide a balanced set of nutrients than it is to take a shelf full of vitamin supplements that strive to mimic what's available in the apple. And diet alone will not keep you healthy if you fail to get enough sleep, or you aren't exercising, or you're oppressed by poverty. Early on, MindRamp adopted what we call a combinatorial approach and stressed that all of the cogs had to be working properly to achieve brain health and to prevent cognitive decline. MindRamp was espousing this combinatorial approach long before it was accepted by the mainstream. It was only when Mia Kivipelto of the Karolinska Institute in Sweden was able to demonstrate the brain health benefits of a combinatorial approach with a randomized control trial that the tide started to turn. Another factor that contributed to general acceptance of the combinatorial approach was the growing recognition that the pharmacological approach, the drug approach, was not working. In spite of billions of dollars and countless hours of valiant work, no one has yet produced a pill that prevents dementia. What was working was behavior change and lifestyle modification. Researchers were having great success at identifying lifestyle factors that increased the likelihood of cognitive decline and dementia. I mean, smoke cigarettes, lead a sedentary life, and your risk of getting dementia goes way up. On the other hand, research after research report showed that things like regular exercise, good diet, sleep, mental stimulation, stress management, good social relationships, all of those lowered your risk of getting dementia. So forgive me this little side journey. The point is that the 8 cogwheels MindRamp uses represent the full range of behavior and lifestyle factors that need to be addressed in a combinatorial manner to effectively prevent cognitive decline and keep brains healthy and vital. In short, to be effective, brain health interventions need to address the root causes of brain problems, not just the symptoms, and interventions must be customized to the individual, and they require continual work, no quick fixes, unfortunately, and as we said, they need to be combinatorial in manner. So you'll note that each factor starts with the letter C, so you can remember these critical factors by remembering the rule of the C's. Focus on causes, customized programs, a combinatorial approach that is done continually. You know, you can find a written list of the cogwheels at the MindRamp website at www.mindramp.org. You might want to go there to the free resources page of the website and download a copy of the cogwheel so that you have it as a reference. It'll be helpful because as we go through the subsequent episodes of this series, we're going to focus on each one of the individual cogwheels, looking at why it's important, why it works, what you need to do, all of the things that you need to do to really put this plan into action and start taking these steps up that ramp towards qua longevity. So thank you for joining us. I hope we'll see you next time and that you start taking action to live long and to live well. Till next time.